This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. About 4 months ago, I did an interview with a CEO about her supply chain problems.
We cannot get container space on the vessels, and we're constantly getting price increases. Every day, it's a different problem.
India Hines is the CEO of Vinotemp. They import wine coolers and outdoor refrigerators, a bunch of other appliances from China. And those problems she was having, they're worse now. So here's what I'm going to do a little mock shopping trip to Vinotemp.com.
Okay.
I'm looking at a garage 300 bottle dual zone wine cooler left hinge, which is for sale for $3,399 and a $625 shipping cost. But then below that, it says this item is currently out of stock.
Yes. Yes.
How big a problem is that for you as the woman trying to sell this particular piece of equipment?
It's pretty bad because that particular unit is one of our top 10 models, and not having it is, I mean, I look at the daily sales and it's significantly hurting our daily batches.
Why is it out of stock?
Out of stock because the factory has several containers waiting to ship and they cannot get space on vessels. Or if they do get space, if we basically pay a real like $19,000, $20,000 a container, they will try and find space, but still no guarantees.
That doesn't sound very promising. Give us $19,000 and we'll try to find space?
Pretty much, yes. That's how it works.
So what do you do? Seriously, what do you do?
Well, we have about 25 containers waiting now to ship. The products that are the hot selling ones are the ones that we're, you know, pushing out. If there's a spot here or a spot there, they're getting those spots if they don't get canceled, because sometimes we'll book those containers and then we'll get a call that it's been, we can't get it for whatever reason. Either they gave it to somebody else, maybe somebody else who's paying more money for it. So it's a tough situation right now to just get, there's nothing I can do really.
Are you raising prices at all?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Yeah.
When was the last time you actually got a container from China? Do you remember?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we get dribs and drabs. So yeah. We got one in yesterday for a product we've been out of stock for a month. And I'm not sure when the next one's coming in. So, and I heard it's not getting any better anytime soon. We've got containers at the port. That's now bottlenecked and causing an extra 3-week delay because containers aren't unloaded at the port level.
Right.
And then on that note, the factories are hesitant to produce because they've got containers that are stuck in their facilities.
Is this driving you at all to consider another source for your manufacturing? I mean, would you onshore it? Would you go somewhere else? Or does that just not make economic business model sense for you?
It's funny you say that because one of my biggest customers asked me, can you start making these wine coolers in the U.S.? However, all the components come from overseas. So we do some manufacturing in Vegas. The components come from different parts and a lot of them from overseas. So we're still in that situation, even with the stuff we assemble in the U.S.
So you just have to ride this out. Is that the deal?
Yep.
India Hines there, the CEO of Vinotemp. Those bottlenecks she was talking about are changing what you can buy, when you can get what you buy, and how much you are going to pay for what you buy. So we're launching a new series next week. We're calling it Temporarily Unavailable, How Stuff Gets Around the World. And the first stop on Monday.
Roger, Costco and Nagoya entering the precautionary area from the west, master on the bridge and vessel in hand steering. You're inbound for Hotel Bravo 8 Anchorage.
Traffic control at the biggest container port complex in the country.